Joining us now in our studios is State Representative for District 20B, Todd Lippert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Representative Lippert, thank you so much for coming in today.
Glad to be here in the sunny morning.
Sun is shining. That, you know, that certainly lifts my heart and my feelings. How about the legislature? Are you feeling the love in the legislature with some warm, nice weather?
You know, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It's hard to know exactly what all's helping, but it certainly doesn't hurt.
You've had a busy week this past week. We're heading into the home stretch, only a couple of weeks left of the legislative session. And getting a lot of bills through is what you've been working on, and really, I guess, succeeding in getting those put through. Tell us about those.
So we were able to pass our health care bill, our jobs bill, and climate bill, and then our tax bill. And I'll start saying a little bit about our tax bill. Our tax proposal is focused on getting relief to those who need it the most. So that's really our primary objective. And we want to get some support to families, some support to seniors, and those facing student loan debt, and also those dealing with high property taxes. So a few of the things that we have in our proposal, we have a $3,000 child care tax credit for families who are struggling with child care costs. That's been a priority of ours through the session. We know that will make a big difference. We also have increased the student loan credit to $1,400, and it's also refundable. So if you're a young person with student loan debt, but you don't have a liability to the state of $1,400, you would still get that tax credit. For seniors, if you earn less than $75,000 or less than $58,000 as an individual, you will not pay Social Security taxes in our proposal. And then we also know that for many, property tax values have been, or property values have been going up pretty dramatically in some parts of the state. And we have more property tax relief in this bill than we've had the state seen in a generation. So those are some key components of our proposal to try to get relief to those who need it the most.
Now, the property tax, the state only collects property tax on commercial and businesses, don't they? Individuals, we get taxed by our local, our town, our school district, our county. Where's that relief going to come from? I mean, as far as property tax.
So one thing the state can do is provide some credits. And that was something that was, you know, talked about on the House floor by both sides of the aisle, is especially for seniors on a fixed income, if they're trying to stay in their home and suddenly they're in an area where the property values are going up dramatically. We're trying to provide some relief and support, and we can do that through some credits. Tax space is, there are many moving pieces, but the state can step in and provide some support.
You mentioned that was one, that tax bill was a big one, but you had several other big ones. We'll go through these, but I'll let you pick out which order we go through these in. What's the next?
So we passed the tax bill on Wednesday. On Wednesday, we also passed the jobs, commerce, and climate and energy bill. And one key piece of the jobs bill, there are many pieces there to support workers throughout the state, but one piece that we put forward and passed again was paid family medical leave. And the pandemic certainly showed us that people need time to care for themselves and for their loved ones. What's different this session is that the Republicans in the Senate also have a plan. Their plan won't cover as many people, but they're at least at the table. So there may be some opportunities for a conversation around paid family and medical leave. And the dynamics of the debate are different now after COVID. So that's something that just to watch. There might be some possibilities there. Then in the climate portion, we have investments in weatherization. We know that'll save people money and also help us reduce climate impacts. Wisconsin, for example, they weatherize three times the homes that we do in Minnesota, and we won't catch up completely to Wisconsin, which is a little heartbreaking, but we can get about halfway there with what we have in the bill. And then we also do more for EV infrastructure, and I have a proposal for a green bank that'll help deploy more green projects across the state also.
You had been working on, we've talked about this a couple of times, the Northfield being kind of a pilot for a new smart grid program. Is that included in any of these bills? Did that make it through?
So we're still been having some conversations about including some pieces of it in the bonding bill. So that is still a possibility. The Commerce Department is also putting for some funds that Northfield as a city may be eligible for to support this sort of project too. So I've been having some conversations with different both the bonding committee and the Commerce Department to see where some funding might fit. But hopefully we can get some funds available.
All right. Once again, Representative Todd Lippert is with us. You mentioned more bills, something, Health and Human Services. Did that get through?
Yep, Health and Human Services. We did able to pass that on Tuesday. In those bills, we're really trying to reduce costs, healthcare costs, and then rebuild, increase access to care. So a couple key proposals for us. We have a Minnesota Care buy-in proposal included. We know that those who are getting insurance on the private market have extremely expensive insurance, and it isn't very good insurance. We want to allow Minnesotans to buy into Minnesota Care for affordable insurance, and insurance that's actually insurance is how I say it. So that's a key resource for reducing healthcare costs. We also want to prevent pharmaceutical companies from doing price gouging, which they can do. We see that in drugs like insulin with EpiPens. So we're capping the amount of copay that a pharmaceutical company could charge. And we are trying to hold pharmaceutical companies accountable as well. And then we know we need to be helping to rebuild the healthcare workforce. And we need direct care. A key place for this is direct care workers. So we want to increase wages for direct care workers, those who are providing care for people with disabilities, older adults, and we have wage increases for PCAs. That's something that I worked on. The only way that we can get more healthcare workers is to increase wages, to recruit them and retain them. That's been really hard in the disability space, and that's something that this bill is doing.
Representative Lippert from District 20 is with us. Any other bills? Did we get them all right there?
And those are the main ones that we were able to pass this week. Three big pieces moving.
Let's move on to the conference committees. We're getting to the point where the Senate will have their bills coming through. You'll form conference committees to hopefully hash out everything and get some type of compromise. Are you on any of the conference committees coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Yes, I'll be on the Environment Conference Committee, so I'm excited for that opportunity. We had our first kind of pre-conference huddle last night, and the conference committees will start on Monday. And so you have a few members from the House and a few members from the Senate, and they'll get together and they'll start working through the bill. So we'll start that on Monday. First thing that'll happen is we'll look at the policies. Anything that doesn't have a price tag attached to it, we'll start having conversation about that, see if we can come to agreement. And then what we'll be doing and what other conference committees will be doing will be waiting for what's called the joint target. So we need the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader of the Senate to decide how much we're going to spend overall. And once that number's decided, then we can really start fitting the pieces into place. And we know that sometimes those negotiations take a long time. So we'll see exactly how things unfold from here.
Yeah, maybe some long days ahead.
There might be. Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Todd?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about what's been happening. If folks want to reach out, I encourage you to do so. Email me at rep.todd.lippert@house.mn. There's more information on my house.mn website or webpage, but please reach out. It's good to hear from you.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck this week at the legislature. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good.
State Representative Todd Lippert from District 20B.